This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The federal government's response to the coronavirus pandemic included funding for unemployment assistance for people who would not otherwise qualify. But as Bram Sablesmith reports, one group of about 175,000 Wisconsinites are not eligible for that relief.
In March, when the coronavirus pandemic came and Americans stopped traveling, Jessica Barrera was laid off from the airport shuttle service where she worked in Eau Claire.
And I also had my 10-year-old who was home and there wasn't childcare because he would do before and after school with the Y or the Boys and Girls Club, which closed.
So Barrera did what nearly 70,000 other Wisconsinites did that third week of March, filed her first weekly unemployment claim. She filed another claim the next week, and the next, and so on, until finally she received a letter from the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development saying all of her claims were denied.
I cried for days because I thought that was going to be my saving grace to help me to get by.
Barrera has a rare blood disorder called polycythemia vera. Her body produces too many red blood cells. It's caused her to have strokes, blood clots, and miscarriages, among other complications.
So about once a month, they take 16 ounces of blood out of me and just throw it away.
She also has depression and anxiety stemming from family tragedies. All of that qualifies her for Social Security Disability Insurance, or SSDI. It's a federally funded program for people who have worked and paid Social Security taxes but can no longer earn a significant income. Through SSDI, Barrera gets a small monthly check and qualifies for Medicare health insurance, even though she's only 40. But what she didn't realize...
Wisconsin has this strange thing that doesn't exist in any other state but North Carolina, which says that if you get SSDI benefits, you don't get any regular unemployment.
Victor Forberger is a labor and employment attorney in Madison who is helping Barrera. The law barring unemployment help for people on SSDI was passed in 2013. The rationale at the time was that people who received both were double dipping in assistance and potentially committing fraud.
I think it's discriminatory. I disagree with it, but it's what the legislator passed.
But what's really surprising to Forberger is that the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is also denying pandemic unemployment assistance to people on SSDI. The pandemic assistance was created under the Federal Stimulus Act passed in March that expanded access to unemployment.
The law specifically says those who are ineligible for regular unemployment benefits under state law are entitled to pandemic unemployment assistance.
And yet that help is being denied to people on SSDI, like Jessica Barrera. A spokesperson for the department said the pandemic assistance guidance issued by the federal government does not have specific language for Wisconsin's unusual ban on SSDI and unemployment. And where there is an absence of clear language, they've been directed by the feds to follow state rules for regular unemployment. Forberger is skeptical.
That's meant to apply to kind of procedural issues, like how long do you have to file an appeal?
138 SSDI recipients have been denied unemployment since March, but the state does not know how many of its 175,000 SSDI beneficiaries were denied pandemic assistance. Forberger is helping about 20 appeal-denied claims, but he says that process could take months in an overwhelmed unemployment system. The state has received more than 2.4 million unemployment claims since March. Jessica Barrera couldn't wait. She found a new job that starts this week, which also means finding childcare during a pandemic. It's a frustrating situation.
So if somebody else worked the same hours, same wages as me, they could get unemployment if they weren't on SSDI.
And that, Barrera says, almost feels like discrimination. Bram Sablesmith, Wisconsin Public Radio.